It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are we doing?
Oh, well, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Lots happening around the district this weekend. We'll talk about that very shortly, but at the moment you're looking for some feedback on the Depop.
Yeah, in 2021 we asked our community what they wanted for the future of Singleton over the next 10 years, and we were really blown away by the amount of feedback we received. We received more than 8,000 interactions with our community. That allowed us to put together our Create Singleton 2032 document and our community strategic plan. Of course, our flowing on from that, our delivery plan and operational plan. So all of those documents are now out on exhibition for your feedback. We would love people to have a look at that and let us know if we've got things right. If we haven't got it right, we'd also like to hear from them, of course. So what people generally told us, they wanted a Singleton that was more modern and connected with the state-of-art facilities and conveniences of cosmopolitan living, but without sacrificing that small country town feeling that makes Singleton unique.
When you say that people have asked for a more modern Singleton, they're not inferring they'd like the sundial turned into a digital clock or anything like that?
No, I don't think that was one of the suggestions that
came
forward.
Okay, good.
No.
I'm pleased. Pleased to hear about that. Now, what I am very pleased to hear about is the Firelight Festival has been expanded.
Yeah, this is going to be so exciting. Thanks to support from Regional New South Wales, we've been able to extend this into a week-long function. So we've turned our signature event, which Council usually puts on each year, into a week-long event. So it'll be launching on the 14th of May, and it'll be right through from Denali Bridge into Cook Park with a spectacular light show combining lots of different sensory and holograms and laser lights experience. So that'll be something to be experienced and seen. So that'll continue into the weeks, including Saturday the 14th and Thursday the 19th of May. We'll also have pop-up eateries for people to take advantage of. But the main event, of course, is on Saturday the 21st of May, Election Day.
Yeah.
It's from 6 till 10 p.m. So there'll be amazing activities and food stalls, food trucks, lots of things to see and do, and something definitely not to miss. It is a free event, but we do need people to book their free tickets. So visit singletonfirelightfestival.com.au or contact council and they'll be able to help you with that.
Saturday the 21st of May is going to be very busy in Singleton with the election, Firelight, and there's also the cultural spectacular at the Singleton Showground as well. What a massive day.
It's going to be huge.
And, well, there's plenty happening this weekend as well, Sue. What's going on?
Plenty happening this weekend. Jerry's Plains Bicentennial is having a whole weekend of events, so they're commemorating 200 years since European settlement in the area of Jerry's Plains. Lots of activities planned over the weekend. That'll include Jerry's Plains Cup at Musselbrook on the Friday, followed by a community bicentenary celebrations over the weekend, which includes tours of Wombo Mine and also Coolmore and Godolphin Horse Stud. So lots to see and do, and I'm sure there'll be lots of catching up with old acquaintances as well. And a little bit of Italy out at Broke, of course, which is very popular, and great to see that back again. And also the Singleton Rodeo also on tomorrow. So plenty happening in Singleton, so whatever your choice is, there's plenty to see and do.
Can't believe we're squeezing it all into one weekend. It's almost a month's worth of festivities just in 2 days.
It is.
Sue, as always, thank you very much for the update on the region. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Cheers.